Or Books presents Pen Pal, Prison Letters from a Free Spirit on Slow Death Row, by Tio Atala Salael, performed by Carl Weathers, Adam Arkin, Jerry Levine, Wendy Shapiro, Jack Daniel, Donna Hyams, Lance Guest, and Michelle Dunker. With an epilogue both written and read by Mike Africa Jr. Introduction.
During the past 28 years of incarceration, I've learned the value of differentiating between reacting and responding to the pain of prisons. I've had to learn how to handle myself under all kinds of stressful conditions. In my view, the issue of self-control is central to coping with the problems and pain of prisons. I've captured something positive about the human spirit's ability to come to grips with what is most difficult in life and to find within it room to grow in strength and wisdom.
That was Carl Weathers reading an excerpt from a letter written by Tio Atala Salael from May 14, 2004. The letters that make up this book were all written by Tio, a beloved activist and scholar who died while still behind bars in 2018. He had served 43 years of a life sentence in a prison system he detested, but through a mixture of intelligence, strength, and irrepressible joie de vivre, somehow managed to transcend. While incarcerated in the State Correctional Institute, also known as SCI, at Dallas in Pennsylvania, Tio earned both an undergraduate and graduate degree in African American history and political science, respectively. Because of its work in criminal justice reform, Tio engaged with the Religious Society of Friends, eventually becoming a member, even though he had converted to Islam years before, and hosting its meetings in the prison. He openly supported gay rights activism after meeting a contact at the Boston Weekly Gay Community News, despite the dangerous pressure it invited. He organized jazz groups and performances in the prison and founded the Coalition for the Abolition of Prisons, also known as CAP. Perhaps his greatest satisfaction was helping fellow inmates learn how to read and write, facilitating a forbidden prisoner-to-prisoner education system, which in turn evolved into both law classes and GED programs. All the while, Tio was an avid correspondent with many intellectuals, activists, journalists, and artists. And thanks to Howard Zinn, I was lucky enough to be one such correspondent. The 92 letters were selected from nearly 600 sent over a 14-year period. While I can't speak for Tio's feelings about our friendship, although our letters most certainly do, for me our comradeship was of enormous importance, a genuinely uplifting experience. Our correspondence helped me develop insights about true character, endurance, generosity, humility, compassion, brevity, passion, and strength, for which I will be forever grateful. You will see from the letters that Tio's words are captivating, crucial, and profoundly relevant for the moment in which we currently find ourselves. They demonstrate with great force how imperative it is to hear and digest what the incarcerated have to teach us. Tio's perspective, while unique, at the same time beautifully echoes many of those with whom he was caged. And they, like me, are so much better off for having known him. Paul Allen Smith, Los Angeles, July 2020. Email from Howard Zinn.
From Howard Zinn, Wednesday, February 4th, 2004, to Paul Allen Smith. Subject, Pen Pal. Okay, Paul, let's start with Tio Atala Salael. Why doesn't everybody take a name like Paul Allen Smith? What's wrong with these people? Why do black people refuse to use the beautiful, simple names like Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, that their ancestors had? Anyway, I've been corresponding with Tio for at least 15 years. He's a natural lifer, meaning life sentence, no chance of parole, an amazing person. He's a musician, puts together in prison
Sample complete. Ready to continue?